Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett is here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll soon celebrate her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She was joining us in the very first year that we started putting this group together, and we got her right out of elementary school. And she's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the author of a number of books, including The Art of Self-Promotion, including Stop Pushing Me Around, et cetera, et cetera. A number of important books. And she's a marketing expert extraordinaire. Elise Bennett, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Elise. So, as a customer, I like it when websites put their pricing on their website. But sometimes, but if I were them, I'm thinking, you know, if I were them, I wouldn't do this. This is giving me too much information, and they ought to be attracting me in other ways, so I'll call them so they can at least get in touch with me and give me a proposal that fits my specifications rather than leaving me to my own devices. What do you think?
Well, I think the point you're making or alluding to is the most important one, which is that pricing is a conversation. It's not a number. And the choice about whether or not to have your pricing on your website is really about whether or not you want to have the conversation and with whom.
Mm-hmm.
So if, for example, you are very clear and specific about who you want to work with and your pricing reflects that, and your website speaks directly to those people, then everything on your website, including your pricing, will attract them and will bring you into the conversation.
And but in this day of so many competitors out there, if your price, you can never count on your price to do that, though, right? Even if you're low, people will say, "Well, if there's something, what's wrong with them? They're lower than everybody else." I mean, you've got to have other reasons. The price has to be a convenience for the customer, not a selling point, right?
Yes, and really, the point I would make is that, and I work, as you know, with a lot of very small businesses, one person businesses, who have to prioritize their time and can't afford to waste time talking on the phone to people who are not a good fit in the first place.
Right.
So one of the reasons you would, in that situation, put your pricing on your website is because you're trying to weed out all.
I would never do that. I was the sole proprietor. I did exactly what you're talking about and what you do, very much like what you do. And I would never put my, because I'm a proposal guy. I only want to deal with people who are professional enough that they would expect a proposal from me. I don't want to leave my prospects to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to personal services, I would never put that up on the website.
Mm-hmm. So
that's my opinion.
And as I always say, there is no right way.
Mm-hmm.
Each person, for all of these things, has to decide what makes the most sense for them. And I can also tell you that when clients do this, my clients do this, they're busy. They don't have time to waste having conversations with people who essentially can't afford them.
Yeah, now that's, there is that. There's a lot of that. But there's a lot of that. But those are toads you have to kiss, you know, till you find your prince or your princess. You know, you just have to do that sometimes. That's my attitude. But see, I was trained to never reveal your price until the end.
Mm-hmm.
To sell conceptually, to get people to fall in love with you, to want to do business with you. so that by the time you give them your price, if it isn't the low price, their attitude is, well, this guy's worth it. That's how I was trained.
And I do agree with that in certain situations, ideal situations, especially where you want to demonstrate your strengths, demonstrate what you know before you start talking about money. But the whole mm-hmm. point is it has to be part of the conversation. And most people don't want to have that conversation in the first place,
right.
Which is why even if they don't put their pricing on their website, someone will reach out to them, say, how much would it cost for a website? They just email back a price. That's no better.
Right. No, I don't disagree with that. But how about this? You know, one of the things that I encourage people to do, as you know, is to make sure they have a mobile site, a mobile optimized site. And so I tell people, you know, you can get those for $500-$600. So if I were a developer, I would put like a pricing type of range on the site. I would say, you know, mobile sites from 500 to 1,000, full blown sites from 1,000 to 10,000, whatever, you know, depending on what you want. I think a range of things so people can know that it's not going to be 50 cents. I think that's a good idea. What do you think?
Yes, I definitely think so. And I think now we're talking semantics because a range is pricing on the website.
Well, you know, you're right. When I think of pricing, though, I think of I charge $100 an hour for what my work, or you know what I mean, or something. If it's where it's absolutely specific,
right? Which you know
pricing,
when you're offering,
what you're talking about is pricing guidance. Let's call it pricing guidance. What do you think?
Okay, we can call it that, and that again serves the purpose of weeding out the people who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time. For the people who can afford it, makes them feel more comfortable because you're being, quote-unquote, transparent. You're revealing. You're not holding it back because I think there is a certain suspicion in this advertising, cluttered, marketing-oriented world that we live in where people suspect that if you're not going to come right out with the price, then maybe they're going to try to take me for something or maybe
right.
there's something fishy that I need to be mm-hmm. aware of. And I've heard my clients say, I felt so much more comfortable reaching out to this person because they told me what their price ranges
yeah.
were or their package pricing was.
But what about this idea? This is what we do. Click here and send me your email, and I'll give you with your specifications, and I'll give you a free proposal. I'd rather give them a free proposal is to tell them. But again, as Lee said, folks. It's everybody gets to do their own thing. Marketing-mentor.com. That's Elise's website. Check it out. I think they're pricing there, maybe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.